For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. Xi Jinping and Ma Ying-jeou shook hands on Saturday afternoon in Singapore in the first meeting between the two leaders of across the Taiwan Strait since 1949. Xi Jinping told Ma Ying-jeou that the 66-year history of the development of cross-strait relations shows that no matter how much ordeal the two sides have undergone and how long the two sides have been isolated from each other, they cannot be pulled apart. Xi Jinping also said that the two sides across the Taiwan Strait are one family. The meeting has been hailed as a milestone in cross-strait relations. Hundreds of journalists from around the world witnessed the historic moment at the Shangri-La Hotel. Chinese President Xi Jinping says China supports the growth of ASEAN and is resolute in boosting friendly cooperation with the Southeast Asian bloc. In his speech at the National University of Singapore, Xi Jinping noted that China will firmly support the establishment of the ASEAN Economic Community, which will be in place by the end of the year. Meanwhile, he added that China is willing to jointly implement the Belt and Road Initiative with its neighbouring countries to achieve common peace and development. The Chinese president is in Singapore for a two-day state visit, the second leg of a two-nation Southeast Asia tour that has already taken him to Vietnam. China and Singapore have agreed to redefine their bilateral relationship. Ties have been elevated to a partnership of all-round cooperation during President Xi Jinping's visit to the city-state. Also, the countries have decided to upgrade a 7-year-old free trade agreement. The decision was announced after a meeting between Xi Jinping and his Singaporean counterpart Tony Tan Keng Yam on Friday. During the meeting, the president said China is willing to join hands with Singapore to build a community of common destiny between China and ASEAN, a 10-member regional bloc. China and Singapore have agreed to designate Chongqing in southwestern China as the site of their third government-to-government project. The Chongqing project is among a raft of deals the two countries have signed on Saturday in the presence of visiting Chinese President Xi Jinping and Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong. Currently, China and Singapore have two government-to-government projects, the Suzhou Industrial Park in East China's Jiangsu province and the Tianjin Eco-City in North China's port city of Tianjin. Chongqing is one of the four municipalities directly under the Chinese central government. It is one of China's fastest-growing cities since last year, with its economy expanding at 11% in the first three quarters of this year. A new report from the central bank is suggesting China will continue its prudent monetary policies. According to the report, the central bank will guard against slumping monetary demand amid restructuring, aiming to prevent too much liquidity in the market. The central bank will also provide adapted monetary policy to help promote lending and social financing. The report also suggests monetary policies should be channeled to the real economy more efficiently. Russia has suspended all passenger flights to Egypt after a deadly plane crash at the weekend. An Airbus A321 operated by a Russian carrier crashed on the Sinai Peninsula on Saturday. All 224 people on board were killed. The head of Russia's civil aviation regulator says the watchdog drew up plans to suspend flights between Russia and Egypt, as recommended by the head of Russia's FSB security service. China has released a guideline on mutual recognition of funds to help securities investment in the country's inland areas and Hong Kong. Under the guideline, only the total amount of MRF needs to be monitored, and no approval is needed for the quota of an institution or product. The guideline also says the funds raised through trans-market issuance can flow between Hong Kong and the inland areas in renminbi and foreign currencies, or can be changed by agents at banks. The scheme, launched in July this year, allows funds domiciled on either side to be sold in the other's market. Since its launch, more than 10 MRF products have submitted applications and are expected to be put on the market by the end of the year. US President Barack Obama has rejected the proposed Keystone XL oil pipeline from Canada in what is being hailed as a victory for environmentalists. Obama said the pipeline would not make a meaningful long-term contribution to the economy and would not reduce gasoline prices. He also said it would not increase US energy security. The rejected project would have linked existing pipeline networks in Canada and the United States to bring crude to refineries in Illinois and eventually the Gulf of Mexico. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.